Welcome to Kick-Ass Radio, hosted by Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. Join Jo over the next hour as she shares stories and conversations that are both inspiring and empowering. Having spent over 30 years in the corporate sector, Jo Sainsbury kicked off her heels and became a coal train driver working in the rail and mining industry. It has been her goal ever since to empower and support women who are considering a career change into an industry role, making the transition as smooth as possible. Jo is a walking, talking success story of how taking the plunge into industry can open up a world of opportunity. And you can do it too. If you're a woman working in industry or considering a career change, this is the radio station for you. Let's get into this episode of Kick-Ass Radio.
Hello, glow-getters, and welcome to the Kick-Ass Radio Show. Hope you've had a brilliant week and you're winding down to the weekend. When we are young, we are told to dream big. We are told we can be anything we want to be. But more often than not, life happens and we get caught up in following the conventional path society tells us we should be on. And we get lost on that path. And when we are lost, we look to others for answers. We are told we aren't smart enough, or maybe our parents push us into the conventional path because that is all they know. And they are helping in the only way they know how. We follow because it's a direction, and instead of being stuck in, I don't know, it's a path to follow while we figure it out. For a lot of people, this is the endless cycle they get caught in. They call it life. Well, I don't call that living. I want you to go back to your young dreamer mentality and believe that you can achieve anything you want. No fear, no reservations, no excuses. Anything is available to you. Set achievable goals and go after them. You have what it takes, and the know-how already is inside you, whether you realize it or not. The unknown is scary and hard, but that's what makes it so great. This is how I came to be an advocate and mentor, actually. A mentor helps you find your own answers instead of answering them for you. They help to bring awareness to points or ideas you might be missing, but ultimately you have the answer. And this is so powerful. We have the answers, but we just don't know how to find those answers deep within us. It's easier to stay in a state of, I don't know, rather than dig down deep. This brings me to my point today. I have the tool that will help you achieve your achievable goal and help you to look within for the wisdom you already have inside of you. And I have used this tool personally to achieve my goals, and I continue to use it. This amazing tool is called Goal Fuel. So here today, I'm going to explain how to use it. You are listening to the Kick-Ass Radio Show, Kickstart, where we talk about all things women working in non-traditional roles in varied male-dominated industries, and I tell you how it is. So today, we've kicked off, we're in season two of the Kick-Ass Radio Show, episode 23, Goal Success, Motivation and Goal Fuel. I'm your host, Jo Sainsbury, the glow-getter. My background is I'm no stranger to wearing high-vis workwear, getting down and dirty in the grease and the coal dust. But my passion and purpose is to reinforce confidence, support and encourage more women to kick off their heels and tap into their steel caps and to consider pursuing these non-traditional roles and careers as I share my knowledge, career experiences and understanding of the industries. So here we are on the radio show. A big hidey-ho to all my listeners here in Australia and how you're going to our listeners in the US. I hope we can keep you in good company over the coming hour. A huge shout out to all the women working out on track and on site today all over the globe. Stay safe and have a fantastic day or night shift. And this also might be a good time to mention that the radio show does and may contain some adult language. Let's get into it. So let's clarify some questions for goal success first. So last week we expanded on our goals and our intentions for the year ahead of 2021. but we need to clarify some questions for our goal success. How to fill our glass full of goals and how to get motivated to achieve our goals. This I call goal fuel. Have you ever had your brain freak out as soon as you set a huge goal? Now, it can immediately feel impossible, like you can't do it. Your brain comes up with all the reasons why it's not going to happen. So to change how your brain thinks about your goal so you can actually have a shot of achieving it, I've come up with a top up for your fuel tank. It's a series of questions that will help you bring awareness to how to achieve your goal despite all the obstacles you're facing. So let's start at the bottom and work our way up, our steps to success. Stay tuned and listen to get the list of questions that will help you stop having so much doubt and start succeeding. I was driving my car yesterday, and as I was stopped at a red light and looking out the window, and mind you, it's bucketing down rain and has been for about a week now in my area, and I just managed to catch a glimpse of the skyline through a bit of the break in the sky, and there was this outline of this beautiful, absolutely magnificent rooftop in the distance. And I just had the thought, I love my life so much, and I was overwhelmed with happiness and gratitude and appreciation. And I'm telling you that because it's totally available to you to do and to think about your life. And I highly recommend it. It feels pretty good. A lot of other people might find reasons to not appreciate or love or find joy in the middle of a downpour in January. But I just really am so in love with this wet weather. And that includes our horrible, humid summer. I just love it all. And maybe it's because I decided to commit ahead of time and decided to create my kick-ass women business and go all in. It's really served me so well. So I hope that you are feeling or falling in love with your life as much as I am. And that includes your goals and your year ahead. And that doesn't mean it's going to be easy or without challenges or obstacles, because life isn't easy. But I like to remind myself at the end of every experience is just a negative emotion and I can handle it. So today what I want to share with you, it is something that is a new tool and it's called clarifying questions. And it's going to help you achieve your goal because it's going to help you flip things around and look within you to find the inner wisdom that you already have. So what I love about advocating and mentoring and why I have a one-on-one mentor and why I'm in a couple of other group membership programs and why I have kick-ass women is all because when you have a mentor or a coach, you have someone to show you your own wisdom. Now, I endeavor to show my mentees how to find their own answers in ways that they are blocking or completely unaware of. And what clarifying questions, how to find their own answers in ways that they are blocking or completely unaware of. And what clarifying questions is, it's a set of questions for you to use to bring more awareness to what you might be missing. Because of what I know for sure is that we all love to sit in, in confusion, and it feels bad, but it also kind of feels good because it feels very safe. And we know that your brain loves safe. When you answer these questions, you'll help yourself move forward. Now, I remember the first time I did this, and I could not believe the power of them. I was blown away by my own answers. I was like, oh, God. Why haven't I always been asking myself these questions and answering them? So for the first time I ever did this exercise and kind of came up with it, I wrote down everything. And you know I love to write things down. So I highly recommend doing it. I'll go through all the questions and then I'll go through an example. And I'm going to use my business as an example. And then I'll go through another example as well. And you could do this for any goal. And I like to think of it as using your achievable goal. So right now it's January. So if you've just set a big achievable goal, ask these questions with respect to that goal. But it can be for any goal that you have or anything that you want a new result for. So that's the first step, is to kind of pick the result you want. It's your big achievable goal. And then what you do is you ask yourself everything you want to know. So what usually happens is our brains are scanning for what's negative and what's wrong and what's not going to work about what we want, because we have a survival brain that's just trying to keep us alive. So, of course, it's scanning for the negative because it wants to make sure that you're not going to be attacked and that it can keep you alive. So that's fine. If we're out, you know, fighting animals, getting outside the cave, not so fine when we're talking about making more money or quitting our job, building a business, losing weight, stopping drinking, whatever the case is for your big achievable goal this year. It's very unlikely that it's something that relates to your survival as a human being. So when you ask yourself everything you want to know, you flip it around instead of focusing on all of the negative and having your brain tell you all the negative answers. You solve those answers. You solve the problems that you think you're going to have. And there is just something so powerful about this. Now, I wouldn't have believed you if you would have told me. And I highly recommend sitting down, doing the questions, writing questions down, and then writing the answers down and having these questions to ask yourself, you know, whether it's every month, every quarter, every year for sure. Because as you experience more, you'll have new information and things will work and they won't work. And you'll be able to use these questions to move you forward. So I'm going to give you the questions and then I'm going to talk about my experience with my business right now and how I'm using it this year for my achievable goal. So here are the questions. Now, the first part, before you ask the questions, is to choose the result you want. This is your big achievable goal or any goal that you want a new result for. Then ask yourself everything you want to know. So, question one, why do you want this result? This is your goal, the thing you're working on right now. Number two, where will you find the result? This is depending on the result. There might not be a location, but other times there will be. So if your achievable goal is to quit drinking, say, there might not be a location, but other times there will be. So I'd like to put that as number two. Where will you find your result? Number three is, when will you find this result? Do you need to be in a rush? This is important to really think about, because a lot of times we are in a hurry and we want to achieve our goals and we want instant achievement. This is coming from a place of wanting rather than from a place of receiving mindset and already having. Do you need to be in a rush? It's so crazy. Like I'm telling you, we love to rush and hurry and kind of be frantic about our goals and it. It's coming from this urgency and this place of wanting instead of a place of receiving and already having. And when you ask yourself, do you need to be in a rush to get this result? Usually you'll find that the answer is no. But it's so powerful for you to bring awareness to this, because until you bring awareness to it, you will continue to rush unnecessarily, by the way. Number four is, what is the person who has this result thinking? Of course, this is one of my favorite questions on the list, because it will get you in the mindset of the person who has the result already, which is what you need to be thinking in order to be aligned with getting that result. And that's how you create it, manifesting it. This is how you create it for sure. You've heard me talk about creating your future from your future, right? All about mindset. And then number five is, what is the person who has this result feeling? One word. You can name a few feelings, but make sure each feeling is only one word. And you can name a few, but make sure that you name it in the one word, right? Like committed, loving, whatever, like those one word emotions. Do you need to worry about getting this result? Do you need to be afraid about getting this result? If you really think about these questions, using your prefrontal cortex rather than your primitive emotional brain, the answer will usually be no. And that is what this is ultimately all about. These questions allow you to consciously use your prefrontal cortex and talk to yourself and get rational answers and the truth. I have, do you need to worry about getting this result? And then, do you need to be afraid about getting this result? So fascinating how much we worry about the result we want. And then when we truly use our prefrontal cortex to ask ourselves these questions and then answer them, the answer is usually no, right? Because you're using your highest self instead of your toddler primitive brain. And that's what really this is all about. It's like your primitive toddler brain is always trying to get you to survive. So it's telling you things like hurry, rush, you're going to die. You're never going to get this or make this happen. And what these questions do is they allow you to use your prefrontal cortex and talk to yourself and tell yourself the truth about it from your most human, adult, advanced part of your brain, your prefrontal cortex. Now, number six is, what is the person who has this result doing, their actions? How will you create this result? What obstacles will be in your way? And how can you solve each obstacle? What can you do this week to move you closer toward achieving your result? This question is so good. You'll be amazed at the number of useful actions you come up with using this question that you already knew and help to get you out of that confusion and I don't know state of mind. And keep in mind, it doesn't matter if you're right or wrong. What matters is that you are coming up with a few possible ways to move forward. Because even if you're wrong, you learn from that action and try another option you come up with, but you are continually moving forward. You won't be making your failures or obstacles mean something, and you won't quit because you have another avenue to try. Because your primitive, your fight or flight brain is going to be like, well, what about this? What if I fail? What if it doesn't work out and you're fearful and you're afraid and you have doubts and it just shuts up all that unnecessary chatter when you say, okay, how am I going to create this result? And you're like, oh, here we go. That's how I'm going to create it. You're going to want to write it down. And it doesn't matter, as I said, like if you're right or wrong. What matters is that you come up with the way, the one way, a couple of possible ways. Then you move forward because if you're wrong, you'll be like, huh, thought it was going to be this way. Turns out it's not. Let me do this another way and try that. It's all about options. It's very different than the kind of cycle of being hard on yourself, beating yourself up and all of that, which kind of keeps you stuck or taking breaks or quitting or making your failures or obstacles mean something, which is why it's so important to ask yourself ahead of time, what are these obstacles going to be? How can you solve them? All right? That question is so good. So I was doing this exercise recently and I was amazed with how many useful actions I've come up with that were already in me and I already knew that I needed to be doing and it totally got me out of confusion, right? So number seven is, what will be different about your life when you achieve this result? What will be the same? And so this question is so incredibly helpful because it helps you to slow down when you are in a rush to achieve your goal. Ultimately, you will be the same person. You will still have negative emotions and your brain will still have that primitive side. Nothing about your goal will change your emotions. You don't want to be this person where everything is all happy and you are never disappointed. It doesn't exist. So often, a couple of my mentees will be in a rush, and it's when you're in a rush, it's a sign that you think that over there with the result is going to be so different than right now. And when you do question number seven, what will be different about your life when you achieve this result, it brings it to reality. And you can think about what will actually be different in your life and what will be the same. You're going to be the same person. You're going to have negative emotion. You're going to have your primitive brain with these thoughts. And we tend to think that, oh, well, if I just had $1 million and I was thin, I would, you know, I'd be blissed out and happy and loving all the time, right? No. That's not how it works. And you don't want to be that way. You want to be someone who's disappointed when you fail or, you know, sad or heartbroken, right? You want to be a human being. And we forget that. So especially when I see parents, when I'm talking to mums with kids, they want their kids to never experience any sort of emotional pain. And when you bring awareness to it, as a parent, you can see, oh, wait a minute, that's actually part of their human experience. I can guide them. I can have rules. I can love them and support them. But by me trying to interfere with them and their lives, it's actually doing more harm than good. Okay, so now you have the questions. Now I want you to go through and do this for whatever your achievable goal is, whether it's losing weight, whether it's meeting the man of your dreams, whether it is, you know, paying off all your debt and your mortgage, whether it's getting your dream job and working less and making more or having more flexibility, whatever it is, I want you to just decide to want it. Decide that you can have it. And then when your brain starts to freak out, use those clarifying questions to get that inner wisdom and to calm your toddler brain the fuck down, okay? So the first thing that I want you to do is kind of write down the result that you want. Then we're going to do this exercise. So for me, I put down get my kick-ass women business up and running in 1 year from my book launch. That was my achievable goal. And then number one, that the question is, why do you want this result? And I wrote down a few because I want to help as much unnecessary suffering as possible, particularly for women, because I want to inspire women to pursue fulfillment in their careers and recognize they are capable of whatever they put their mindset to, and also make some more money, because I want women to know that their lives don't have to be this hard. And I want to be an amazing example of creating success and happiness in your job, creating a business and creating a life on my own terms so that other people are inspired to do that as well. And honestly, one of the main reasons why I want this result is because I think it's fun. And that might sound trivial, but I think when you get to a really clean place of just wanting it because you just want it without more, it's actually very compelling. Because you're in reality with respect to what's going to be the same and what's going to be different about your life. You don't think that over there all your problems are solved, you're problem-free, life is so easy, okay? So I really love that reason, and I just wrote that down. There are reasons, but there are other reasons, but that's the gist of it. This works for anything. If you want to double your income and work less, if you want to get married or have kids or pay off the mortgage, you know, do this exercise and answer these questions. So I'm just going to run through them one more time for you. Question number one, why do you want this result? Question number two, where will you find the result? Question number three, when will you find the result? And do you need to be in a rush? Question number four, what is the person who has this result thinking? Question number five, what is the person who has this result feeling? Do you need to worry about the result? Do you need to be afraid about the result? Question number six, what is the person who has this result doing? How will you create the result? What obstacles will be in your way? How can you solve each obstacle? And what can you do this week to move you closer to achieving this result? And then question number seven, what will be different about your life when you achieve this result? And what will be the same? Do this exercise and actually write it down. I'm telling you, it's so powerful. You will bring awareness to yourself and to the inner wisdom that you have, and you will move forward toward achieving your achievable goal. Okay, we'll take a little break and listen to a tune, and I'll be back soon.
Hi, I'm Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. As a woman working in industry, I want to share my knowledge and experience and industry know-how to support you if a change in your life is what you are looking for. Join me on my radio show, Kick-Ass Radio, every Friday morning at 10 a.m. across Australia or on Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. in the US. What are you waiting for? Go on, get your glow on.
Okay, thanks for tuning back in. So we're going to quickly talk about why this works. Now you have the questions, but you are still unsure how it can work for you. Let's talk about why it works and why you should use this tool to achieve your achievable goal. The tool works because it eliminates confusion and the "I don't know." When you don't know how, when you don't feel like it, we live in "I don't know." Our brains love it. It's much safer to be confused. You don't have to decide and do something new if you're confused. It feels responsible. It's natural for your brain to try and point out all the negative aspects and reasons why this won't work. That's your brain's survival mode kicking in. But be aware and consciously focus on solving the problems you think you're going to have, rather than simply asking what the problems are going to be. Another thing to keep in mind about these questions, that you will need to continue asking these questions repeatedly, then answer them again and again. This is not a one and done type of tool. Whether that is, say, every week or every quarter or every month, but at least every year, you need to repeat this exercise. This is because new information comes along and you learn more, and maybe things may work or they don't work. So it's important to know that these questions work best when used often for the same goal. Then there's the pull of the future. Some people live in the past. They let their life be continually pulled and influenced by. Although we must remember and review the past to make it useful to invest in the future, here's the key. Make sure that the greatest pull on your life is the pull of the future. Where you want to go, what you want to do. If you're skimpy on your dreams or your objectives and your purposes aren't very well planned, then that doesn't pull very hard. You might have more of a tendency to be pulled apart by events or circumstances. So in order to save yourself from being pulled apart by distractions or pulled back to the past, you need to start designing the future. Goals are like a magnet. They pull. And the stronger they are, the more purposeful they are. The bigger they are, the more unique they are, the stronger the pull. High dreams pull you through all kinds of down days and down seasons. They pull you through a winter of discontent. They pull you through distraction on every side. A bad day can almost overwhelm you if you don't have something really purposeful to go for on the other side of that day. If you've got excellent goals, though, they'll pull you through all these things, and very little of it will attach itself to you. You'll be able to get through some of the most difficult times if you have this spectacular vision ahead of you, where you're going and what you're going to accomplish. Okay, we've got that. That's why the tool works, asking those questions. So let's talk about kick-ass women making waves. That's to the women who break the glass ceiling and pave the way for others after them. Okay, so Kick-Ass Women Making Waves segment this week. Now, I don't think I could have chosen anyone in particular this in the last week of the year. It had to be a collective. And I talked about a collective last week. So I was going to talk about another collective, then I come across this other lady, and she's a connection on in my Instagram page, and she's been doing some amazing stuff. So I thought, she's well worthy of the title this week and the acknowledgement. So if you're not familiar with this segment yet, well, I thought it was about time to introduce a weekly segment to recognise extraordinary achievements and contributions women have made and continue to make in our unbalanced world. Now, we live in this exciting period of history. The groundswell for a change to a more gender-balanced world, and it's growing, with people speaking up and demanding equal opportunity for all women in all walks of life. Women are making their own noise about equality and achievement in all sectors of industry in a world that often serves up extra hurdles for females. And these women are trailblazers who, through courage and perseverance, challenge the status quo, defying societal norms with the love of their work and improving the quality of life for many. They are mothers, daughters, sisters, and they are worthy to be honoured. So each week I shine a spotlight on one of these extraordinary women who are making a difference and that are inspiring role models. So this week our Kick-Ass Women Making Waves spotlight is on Louise Azzopardi. Louise is a heavy vehicle mechanic and a trade coach. And Louise is also a trainer and assessor, and she is a qualified heavy vehicle mechanic. Louise won the 2017 Australian World Skills Competition, and I can mention that she was the only woman in her category and went on to compete for Australia in the International World Skills Comp. Now, Louise is a wonderful ambassador for women in trades and actively promotes women in non-traditional industries in a range of activities, such as speaking to school children about their career options and being involved with speaking panels and conferences. And I've seen Louise grow so much, both personally and professionally, over the last 12 months. And I'd say she's pretty proud of her achievements. And we often hear stories from women about trying to fit in and acting and looking less feminine. So many women have said how miserable they felt. However, once they started to have the confidence to be themselves on site in their careers and skill sets, they skyrocketed. Now, Louise has received a Medallion of Excellence in the International World Skills Comp, judged at a national world skill competition. She's run a regional competition, volunteered at an international competition, and is now involved currently in part of planning the next national heavy vehicle competition. Louise also spent some time being a field service mechanic and has now transitioned to being a full-time trade teacher, passing on her skills and knowledge that she has learned. And Louise says when she put on her first high vis fits, she always wore a sparkly bow on her hair because why not? I like it. And she has the confidence to share her story to hope to inspire other women to push themselves out of their comfort zone. She's still pushing herself out of her comfort zone every day, Louise says. And over the last few years, she's become a better public speaker and really enjoys speaking and inspiring groups of different ages. Most recently, a group of year six children. She pushes herself to continue learning so she can give her students the best experience that she can and to keep improving as a trainer. So she says, I'm not perfect and that's okay. I will make mistakes, but that is what I need to do to learn. If I just stick at what feels comfortable and safe, I will stop moving forward. So congratulations, Louise Azzopardi. You are one hell of a kick-ass woman making waves. Now, this is a shout-out to Kick-Ass Women Making Waves series. And it's all about recognising that our success and where we are in life is at least somewhat thanks to the efforts, support and mentorship, love and encouragement of others. So if there's someone there that you want to dedicate a shout out to, nominate them, get in touch with me, email me at Jody, J-O-D-Y, at kickasswomen.com.au. And this segment, Kick-Ass Women Making Waves, is built on recommendations and shout outs from colleagues, from friends, from the industries. It's how we uncover all these hidden gems. So if you or someone you know deserves a recognition, let me know. Okay, let's hear from one of the show's sponsors, and we'll be back to talk about Goal Fuel.
Hey, Glowgetters, have you heard about Kick-Ass Women? Founded by Jo Sainsbury, Kick-Ass Women is dedicated to empowering and supporting women who are considering a career change into an industry role. Visit our brand new website at www.kickasswomen.com.au or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook and LinkedIn today to keep up to date with all things Kick-Ass Women and the incredible opportunities and content we have for you. See you there, Glowgetters.
Thanks for that, Brenjos. Now, we're up to Goal Fuel. Now, I'm going to do a whole separate show on this, but I can't help but mention it here today because I get a few emails from readers and listeners, and I love them all, and I read them all, and a few of them lately are telling me things that just are a certain way based on labels. And I just want to offer to you that if a label is not serving you, stop saying it out loud. So I just got an email from someone and she was asking about professional development and whether a certain job would be a good fit for her. And she said it as if it were a fact. Well, I'm a Cancer and I'm motherly, nurturing, altruistic. And I'm like thinking to myself, let's not take astrology and use labels that will not allow us to change. Now, I'm all for a little funny post on Instagram about astrology, right? It's great fun, I think, and entertaining. But let's get serious here. I want you to have everything you want. And if you keep labeling yourself something that isn't serving you, you're quite literally going to continue to create more of that. So just drop all the labels that aren't serving you, okay? Now, today we're not going to talk about that at all. We're going to talk about Goal Fuel, which is a new concept that I've created, and I'm so excited to share it with you because I think it's going to be like the secret sauce to you accomplishing your goals, whatever that is. So it could be a money goal, a business goal, a relationship goal, the weight loss goal, a career goal, whatever goal that you're working on right now. Or if you just think about your life, whatever you want to be different in the future, think about that as your goal. And I want to introduce you to the concept. So it's called Goal Fuel. So I want you to think about whatever it is that you want. Let's say, for an easy example to quote, is that you want to lose some weight. That goal that you have is going to be fueled by a certain emotion. Meaning the main emotion that you feel with respect to your goal when you talk about your goal, when you take action on your goal, all of it is going to determine your long-term success. And when you are fueled from these abundant emotions to pursue your goals, whether that's excitement or passion or determination, whatever the case may be, commitment. I love that one. You don't get burnt out. So a lot of people talk about burnouts as if it happens to them. What's happening is that you're thinking thoughts that are creating emotions and you're describing it as burnout. And it's totally available to you to not do that. So I want you to bring some consciousness to the energy, the feeling that is driving you to pursue your goals. So when you come from abundance, that is what you will create more of. When you come from scarcity, that is what you will create more of. And I want you to remember that you are 100% of the time in charge of how you feel. Now, I know it seems like things are happening to you, but what's really happening is that circumstances are happening. And then you're having thoughts about those circumstances. This does not mean that you don't want to feel a negative emotion. But there's a difference between experiencing discomfort, right, and allowing the negative emotion that's necessary for the pursuit of your goals versus having that be your goal fuel. So I've previously talked about two types of discomfort. And if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen to it. That episode, I talked about how you need to be willing to experience the negative emotion required to move you forward. Now, I'm really good at experiencing failure and humiliation and rejection. And when I fail now, it's not even a thing. It's just like I miss the mark and I keep on going, right? It's not what's fueling me, okay, to pursue my goals. I'm very excited. I'm very committed. I have a lot of love in my heart when it comes to my job, my business, and I have so much fun. And those are the emotions that fuel me. So I'm never thinking about slowing down, burning out, and taking a break. That's a telltale sign if you are being fueled by scarcity and whether you should kind of take a look at what's going on out there. And I hear this from a few women, especially that have got businesses, and I can tell almost right away if headed in a direction where they're going to create a lot of long-term success. And it's always based on their emotions, and it's how they talk about their goals. And if you can kind of see the energy, you know, and people talk about how they perceive me, which is very excited and having a lot of fun, and that compounds. So for you, when you talk about your goal, when you think about your goal, what emotions do you feel? People often will talk about hustling, and I think that people use the word and the label hustling in very different ways. So I've heard Amy Porterfield talk about hating hustling, especially from her experience working for Tony Robbins. But if you contrast that to someone else talking about hustling, you know, it could just mean going after something with extreme intensity. And I think you can hustle from abundance or from scarcity. So I am used to waking up at all times of the night, and I can grind out my work as a train driver and for my kick-ass women business. And I will work on my days off, and I don't do it from scarcity. I never have done it from lack and not enoughness. I always do it from excitement and certainty and commitment and expectation. I wasn't worried and in fear and in lack. And the way that you know this is based on how you feel. So even when I was tired, I did it from love, right? It's like I was so committed to hustling during my last year and kickstarting off Kick-Ass Women, the brand, the movement. My emotions were from abundance, and so I was able to slow down when I hit the Christmas period, and I utilised my R&R time, and now I'm settling into that level of newfound popularity, acknowledgement and success, and I still am fueled from those abundant emotions, which is why I know without a doubt I'm going to be, you know, an influential advocate and business owner, and why I'm going to be successful. I don't think about taking a break and giving up on my business and all things like that that I hear people talk about when I can tell about their fuel from scarcity. They're like looking for a way out, right? It's all too hard for them. Their whole purpose for transitioning into a new job or setting up a new business is to find more fulfillment in their life and to earn more money so that they don't have to work at something or somewhere that they are not being fulfilled with. And that is not going to work. And I have another friend. I actually see this with a lot of women who come from scarcity, and they're hustling, and the emotion driving the hustle is worry and fear and lack. And it's like not enoughness. And even if they take actions that move them forward, their success doesn't compound. And deep down, they are like yearning for a break and to slow down and stop. So it's not the hustling. It's the motivation, it's the feeling, it's the fuel behind the hustling. So I want you to think about what your goal fuel is. What is the emotion driving the action that you're taking in pursuit of your goals? So we're so used to focusing on the action, which is necessary. If you just think and learn passively, you're not going to take action and you won't get the results. But if you only focus on the action and you ignore the feelings, you can take action from scarcity, and that is going to be draining and exhausting, and it will not serve you long term. So take this opportunity, learn this concept, and really apply it in your life. So you're going to be able to identify the main emotion that's fueling you in the pursuit of the action you're taking towards your goals. But I do want to give you a few emotions that I kind of use in terms of abundance and scarcity. The main indicator, whether you're in abundance or scarcity, is whether it feels good or not. So if the main goal for future, the main emotion driving you is something that feels bad, then you're probably in scarcity. Now remember, I'm not talking about setting a goal and missing the mark and then allowing that sort of rejection or failure to be present. That is different. That is necessary. That's the deliberate discomfort, the willingness to experience the negative emotion. That's different than what you proactively choosing to think about and feel in the day-to-day pursuit of your goals. So if it feels positive, then it's from abundance. So some emotions, abundant emotions, will be like love, you know, committed, determined, excited, certain, curious, or passionate. And then some of the scarcity emotions will be fear, lack, worry, self-pity, stress, and deprivation. I would say most often I see worry and stress come up in terms of scarcity. And if you're constantly worried and stressed, and that is what's fueling you to pursue your goals, then that is a huge problem, because that's what you're going to create more of. And you're not going to succeed long term. You're going to want to take a break. You're going to want to quit, right? And it makes sense. Who wants to sit in stress forever if that's what you're feeling in the pursuit of your goals? There's also sometimes this kind of low-grade disappointment some new goal setters will feel when they're setting really big goals and they haven't stepped into taking really any action yet. So the goal seems so far away and like an impossibility. So the main emotion kind of driving any action at all is sort of disappointment or self-pity. It's like that loathing. And I want you to notice that. And regardless of how small your actions are forward, it matters a lot what is fueling that action. So I want you to practice coming from love and commitment and excitement. Like, I have fun every day. I'm so serious every single day when I work. I have to be. I've got safety responsibilities. But I have a lot of fun. Now, yes, things happen when you know I miss the mark, or you know. I don't have a launch that goes according to plan or whatever the case may be. Yes, of course, but that's different than the main emotion fueling me in the pursuit of a successful business. Like, this is just for fun. That's what I do. You know, I have fun in my business, and it's how I want to serve the women in this world, right? It's really a privilege to me. I love it so much, and that's how I know I'll be successful, because that's what's driving me. If stress or worry or self-pity was driving me, I would probably quit, because that doesn't feel good. Now, notice that your goal fuel is slightly different than your why. So your why could be something really strong and solid, but you could have another thought that produces scarcity. So you could, you know, really want to upskill and complete an online training program to provide more leverage in your new job search. Like, that's a really strong why. However, if your main thought about that is, I have to make this happen or else I'm not going to have the skill sets for the job, then you're going to be fueled by lack, and that is scarcity. It's going to compound, and it's not sustainable, and you're not going to be successful long term, even if you get some short-term success, because you're always chasing the next thing. You're going to get burnout, and you're going to want to quit, and it's just not sustainable. So what I want you to do is think about what is the emotion fueling the action that you're taking to pursue your goals. I want you to bring awareness to what that feeling is right now. And then also, I want you to feel, or we want you to have that feeling of wanting. And I want you to see where you're at. And notice if you're in this like low-grade disappointment, or if you're in stress, and take ownership of that without beating yourself up. And we're so good at that. So let's say your main emotion driving you is stress. I want you to lean in and figure out why. I'm sure you have a really good reason, or else your brain wouldn't be creating that emotion through your thinking. You might be thinking thoughts like, oh, I'm so worried this is never going to happen. or whatever the case may be, lean in and ask yourself, what am I thinking and why am I thinking it? What am I thinking that's causing the emotion of stress? Why am I thinking that? Is that serving me long term? No. Okay, what do I need to feel instead? And if you're used to feeling scarcity and that scarcity is what's fueling you, it's going to be very foreign and awkward for you to feel abundant emotions. But it's worth the time and energy and effort to practice these new emotions. So get really good at practicing, feeling love and commitment and showing. And slowing down, right? Stop worrying. And when you get really good at that, you can step into more success and create more from abundance. And ask yourself, what thoughts do you need to think to create the emotions you want? And think to yourself, what does being committed feel like? What does love feel like? Right? So many people aren't used to feeling love toward their money, toward their businesses, toward their goals. And I think it is the most underrated emotion when it comes to love, work and business and goal settings, because from love you lean in and you create more love and it feels so, so good. So I'm really clear about the emotions that are fueling me. And so I'm not rocked by much, even when I experience a lot of negative emotion in my job or business. I never let it mean anything about my long-term success. I'm really good at practicing feeling failure or rejection, and it doesn't just mean as much as it used to, because I've gotten really good at experiencing those necessary negative emotions, and I can focus on the goal fuel of having fun, being committed, feeling loved, and leaning into the process of creating my kick-ass woman business. I am all in with my business no matter what. That's what creates the feeling of being committed. And I love my kick-ass woman business and my network so much. I love this, and that's what creates the feeling of love for me. And because of that, I don't overwork. I'm not on the road to being burnt out. I feel really great and excited every single day. I feel like I'm literally living the dream. And I want you to feel that way too. I'm not saying that from a place of, oh, I get to do whatever I want. Like, I work, y'all. I work. And I like it, though. And I want you to practice feeling intentional emotions so that you can fuel, right, and create the emotional energy that is needed for you to have long-term success. It doesn't have to only be about your job or money or with business. This is true for meeting someone. And I hear women talk about dating like they want to meet the right person. And it's kind of with energy of like this low-grade disappointment already that it's not going to happen. So I want to offer to you that that really matters how you talk about your goal, because that's just a reflection of how you're thinking about it and how you're feeling about it. Even if, and maybe especially if, you're kind of passive-aggressively joking or being sarcastic. That's what's really in your heart. And so even if your results don't change, I want to offer to you that maybe you could just change your thoughts about it and say you're going to take it a little more seriously and come from some abundant emotion so you have that right goal fuel so you can move forward. Because once you have those intentional thoughts and feelings, I want you to practice them. Practice feeling how you want to feel to fuel your goals. It's going to feel very awkward at first. You're going to need to use your imagination and visualize and be there. But if this is foreign to you, that's okay. Keep doing it until it becomes the normal. It's not like, you know, I graduated business school. It's all the hard yakka didn't happen and was like, oh, I'm in abundance with starting a business and I'm going to be, you know, this mega dollar earning entrepreneur. No, of course not. I started from where I was and I worked it on a little bit every single day, and then I started to have fun and it got really exciting and then compounded. And then I believed in my own possibility and then that compounded, and I never let any of the failures mean anything, right? Someone else is doing it, you know, 10 times to the level of what I'm doing it, or 100 times. Why not me, right? Why not you for losing the weight, meeting the guy, you having that job you want, you know, making $1 million, but it has to be based on your fuel, your goal fuel. So decide every day what you want to think and feel based on the result that you want for your own success. Because I'm telling you, the greatest indicator of your long-term success is going to be the emotion fueling the action, not the action itself. All right, practice this and let me know how it goes. Okay, that wraps up that. So let's hear from another one of the show's outstanding sponsors. And we'll be back for our take five and we'll close off.
Hey, Glow Getters. Did you know that Jo Sainsbury is a published author for her book High Heels to High Viz and has been named an Amazon number one bestseller? Telling the story about Jo's transition from the corporate sector into industry, High Heels to High Viz acts as a guide for women who are considering a non-traditional role and career. High Heels to High Viz is available for purchase online at all leading bookstores, including Amazon, Dimex, Waterstones and eBay.
Okay, so here are your take five kick off your heels tips for goal success. So what is the key to reaching your goals in 2021? Here are my tips that will get you on the right path of setting and achieving your goals. Number one, write down your ideas. All motivational gurus agree that goals should be written down. There is no right or wrong idea, and writing down your ideas allows you to categorize and prioritize which goals should be created. Number two, share your goals. Sharing your goals with a close confidant or friend is proven to increase the chances of you achieving your goal. This shows you're taking ownership and responsibility of your goals. Most importantly, it allows others to help you achieve your goals by checking in on you to see where you're up to with them. So, you know, an example is share a goal with your partner or friend and schedule in a specific day or time in your calendar each month where they ask you how you're going with your goal. And number three is measuring your success. One of the toughest things to do is actually measure your success. How can you do this? Well, each goal needs to be measured as a unit and allocated a time. So, for example, say if one of my goals is to clean out my garage or my shed, then I would need to define what that actually means to me. I might say there is nothing left on the floors or the shelves are used to store groceries and space for a car to park instead of just being full of junk. I would make a chart that indicates what specifically needs to be done to achieve this and allocate a time against each to get it done. And this should be reviewed fortnightly and adjusted accordingly. Number four is flexible. Sometimes we set goals that are difficult to achieve or maybe not achievable instantly. The key to achieving success is to review your goal and be flexible. Even if you have broken your goal, it does not mean that the goal is finished and cannot be achieved. You just need to amend the goal to get going again. So, say if my goal is to be fitter and run 14 Ks non-stop, you will need to ask yourself a series of questions such as, do I have the right equipment to help me achieve my goal? You may be working longer hours and are struggling to exercise in the evening, but you can exercise before work or during lunch break. Adapting your goals. Perhaps the goal may change to 17 Ks instead of 14 non-stop for the first 6 months. And then number five is motivation. Being motivated will help you achieve your goals, but getting yourself motivated can be the last thing on your mind when you are working long hours and then looking after the family. The good news is motivation comes in many forms, and it comes by the way of music. That's a great motivator. So find the genre that gets you moving. Listening to podcasts can help inspire you, especially when listening to others and relating to their struggles. And then motivational quotes are a good way to keep going, and these can be put on your phone, on your Pinterest board, on your computer, or, you know, up on the wall. Now, we all watch Netflix, but watching shows specifically made to motivate us can help to get through a tough day. Following those that you admire on social media can help get you going, especially if you choose the individual specific to the goal that you would like to achieve. It's never too late to set yourself some goals. So use these tips to get yourself motivated with a positive mindset to be a better version of yourself. So lastly, here's your safety affirmation. If you want to be happy, set a goal that commands your thoughts, liberates your energy, and inspires your hopes. That's from Andrew Carnegie. That's it, guys. I do hope you found the information helpful and valuable, and it gives you something to action over the weekend. When it comes to achieving your goals, your brain can be both your best and worst asset. The key to setting yourself up for success is to learn to recognize why your goal might fail from the outset and adapt to fit you better. With that in place, you can then give yourself the best chance to get to where you want to be by learning how to focus your efforts and harness the willpower it takes to make all your hard-earned work translate into an achievable goal. The future is yours to create. Okay, as always, I really do love and appreciate you guys giving me your time to listen to this radio show. And you can find more information on this episode in the show notes or on my social media pages, either on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. Be sure to tune in next week again. And reach out to me and follow me on Kick-Ass Women or Joe Sainsbury's social media pages if you haven't already. And I would really love to hear from you. So show some love for Kick-Ass Radio by leaving me a review on BBS Radio Network. And that's bbsradio.com/kickassradio. Or send me an email or find me on Facebook at facebook.com/kickasswomanaustralia. And be sure to subscribe to the podcast to get the latest episodes. And you can learn more about transitioning in a non-traditional role. Well, that's it. That's all for today's show. Thanks for your company and for listening to Kick-Ass Radio. It's not goodbye, but see you later. Stay safe and well. Go crush it. Keep in touch. Pos comms. Go on, get your glow on. Become a glow-getter.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Kick-Ass Radio, where we kick goals and deliver empowering conversations for women. Want to hear more from Kick-Ass Women and Joe Sainsbury? Visit the Kick-Ass Women website or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. See you on the next episode of Kick-Ass Radio.